Blog Talk Radio.
Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have with me this evening a jazz and gospel musician. Everyone, welcome.
Hello, how you doing?
Lee. Hey, Lee.
Yeah, how you doing there?
All right. I'm glad you tuned in.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about the time zone. There was a little mix-up.
That's okay.
Okay. So tell briefly about yourself, how you came into the music industry.
Well, at the time I was down in Virginia, I used to sing in choirs when I was a little kid. And when my mother moved from Virginia to Philadelphia, I started taking interest in a lot of music, I was playing drums with different groups, not known bands from different other cities. I was doing stuff like that. And then all of a sudden I started picking up drums myself, getting into drugs myself. And not only that, I always wanted to be a musician anyway, even when I was a little kid. And so I knew what I wanted to be, So next thing I know, I started picking up drums and I started playing with different bands in Philadelphia. Various bands like People's Choice, Blue Magic, and off and on, Pat LaBelle.
Made me get
more into a lot of different types of music. Then I started listening to a lot of jazz. And that's what it went on from there. Next thing I know, I wanted to start playing jazz also. From R&B to jazz, and from jazz to different types of various music genres, like, house music, all types of music. So right now, this is where I'm standing at right now. I like a lot of jazz. I do a lot of jazz and a lot of gospel.
Oh, right. I see you do vocals on some of your music.
Yes, I used to be a background singer. Next thing I know, someone told me that. You sound good doing some lead. you know, so I started taking interest in singing them on tracks.
Right.
A lot of my tracks, most of the tracks I do are instrumentals, because I play sax also. So I let my sax do this talking for me and the singing.
Right. Right.
You know, different types of tracks got different types of flow. So if I think it's sounding like on a jazz tip, I don't start playing my saxophone or either keyboards, you know.
So what other artists, music artists, inspired you? Any jazz artists that are your favorite?
Yeah, well, my favorite artist was Paul Hardcastle and Najee. You know, they my famous. Well, first of all, when I started listening to Paul Hardcastle, that's what made me start picking up keyboards.
He was playing
two keyboards, and that got kind of like made me want to play keyboards. That was, you know, I picked up my first keyboard when I was about about 20, and I taught myself how to play.
Right.
And as I got started, I started filling notes, and I filled all that I had it. I started going back to the music store, buying me a professional board, and from there, I just kept on going, you know. As I started hearing melodies and started hearing different types of stuff I was doing, I felt though I can do jazz also. My first jazz song I did, I wasn't too sure, but I just let people listen to my stuff and they said, okay, sound pretty good. So I started going from the next track to the next. I got about 5,000 tracks I wrote. So I got a lot of music.
Right. So,
what year did you make your first song? I say my first song was made in 1982.
Wow.
And I went in the studio. Yeah, I know. I went in the studio and I did my first song called Night Love. It was an R&B song. Fresh Tracks, same studio. That Pat LaBelle was doing.
Okay, all right. So I would like to play this one song that I found one of yours online. Gave His Life for You.
Let me hear that.
Yeah, how did you come up with the title of that song?
What's the name of it?
Gave His Life for You.
Gave His Life for You. Wrong title. I never wrote that.
Okay. Wrong title. So I'm gonna let you listen to it. I pulled it offline, and that's what the title of the song it said it was. So
yeah, let me say something to you. The songs that I wrote, right? I went on the internet and seen it. They got my title, you know, my album up there, but they got other people's music in the line. Them songs are not mine. I don't know why they did that.
Well, it was a video of you and you playing your sax and you sung vocals.
Okay, let me hear. Okay, thanks.
Okay, yeah. Here it is.
Okay.
So that sound familiar?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. I don't know. Sound like with the wrong title though. It's called Jesus Died for Us.
Okay. Well,
it's an inspirational jazz.
Right. And I like it.
Okay, thanks. I'm glad you feel good about that.
Can I continue playing it?
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back. everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, Lady Diva, here tonight with Lee J. Thomas. He is a jazz and gospel artist. All right, Lee J. Thomas.
Yeah.
Now, what's the name?
Yeah.
What was the name of that track?
Jesus Loves You.
Jesus Loves You. All right. Now, do you have a website anyone can follow you up on, follow up with your music?
Well, right now, I'm just on Facebook. It's Lee Jones. I'm on Facebook. I got all my videos up there and everything. Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
I'm getting
all
a website.
Right.
Yeah, I'm working on a website now. So right now, it's just Facebook.
Oh, well, that's good enough. That is good enough. Now, do you have any new music projects coming up soon?
Yes. I have a eight song album coming up in another few months. It's called Jazzin' On Down.
Say it again.
It's called Jazzin' On Down. That's the name of the album. My eight song album coming up in 2 months.
Okay. Jazzin' On Down?
Yes. My website should be built in a few weeks. And I will leave information.
Leave that information on your Facebook page?
Yes. I do like intros to let people know what I'm doing. I do my own intros, you know, commercials and stuff like that. Let people know what I'm doing. So I will let all my Facebook fans know exactly where I'm going to be at, you know, what I'm doing and what my page is going to be open.
Okay.
So,
all right, then.
Yes.
Yeah. So, is any of this music streaming online where anyone that could purchase any of your tracks?
Well, right now, everything is just, see, what I did when I went on Facebook, I was just putting songs up there, letting people hear what I do. But right now, I haven't put nothing on iTunes, Raffy, or none of them sites right now because I was building my own site so it didn't go straight directly to my site.
Right.
There's nothing on it. You know, I do have an album on the internet, but it's been only like 9 years. It's not really doing too much because it was up under another name. So I had started something different and came up with my own, you know, up on my own name, came up with my own name, changed everything, and put out a new name. That name that I had was called Grassworks.
And right.
The name of the album was called Get Down. It's called Get Down, but I changed my name and it's changed different styles of my music, you know, changed things around.
Right.
Because that album didn't do too good.
So are you performing anywhere in your town? You have any upcoming scheduled events for your live performance or anything?
Well, right now, I do a lot of free gospel shows. You know, I do gospel also. My main genre is gospel and jazz, so I do a lot of shows in churches. As far as my jazz, I was waiting to do some stuff down at Columbus Boulevard, signing in with Najee and all of them on the show coming up this spring.
Oh, okay.
So right now that's what I'm looking towards the door.
All right. So I want to play another one of these songs. It's called Najaz.
Yes.
How'd you come up with that title?
Well, a lot of my songs, most of the songs that I do, I always put jazz, the name jazz in it. Cause
I love jazz,
so I'm always sticking jazz up in some type of title. You know, even if it says something different, I still got J-A-Z-Z on there.
I love jazz. All right, I see that. Okay, well, this is Najaz, and we will be right back. And if anyone wants to call on the show and speak to Lee J. Thomas, Mr. Lee Jones, you are welcome to call the guest line number at 657-383-0771. I thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
That is Nah Jazz by Lee Jones. All right, Mr. Lee Jones. So if you want to give any other information to our listeners out there, you are more welcome to. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyone want to know anything about what I'm doing, they can email me at LeeRoyJones64@yahoo.com. Any type of information they want to know, I can send them something through my email. Once again, LeeRoyJones64@yahoo.com.
All right. So will you give your Facebook page information again, please?
Yeah, my Facebook is just Lee Jones. That's the name I go by on my Facebook. And when you go in there, you can see my videos, and you can hear my music. It's all on there.
All right, and what is your ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music, Lee Jones?
Well, my desire is just to get out there as either a gospel artist or a jazz artist, just to let people know what I do and enjoy what I do. You know, that's just me. I've been always wanting to get out there. That's why I try to do the best tracks I can do. I don't want to get the public, you know, my fans a bunch of stuff that don't make sense. I want to make sure they will like what I like to hear.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. You want to give a shout out to any of your supporters that supported you on your musical journey?
Well, right now, this is how it's going with my a shout out. I just got to give a shout out to God because he the one gave me the knowledge to do what I do. That's the only person I give a shout out because I stuck by it a long time, you know, never gave up. Rehearsing all the time, playing, and he kept me strong going on. Right now, a lot of people that I dealt with as far as music, they're not here, you know. Most of them just see. So I stuck in there on my own, read manuals, taught myself, and with the grace of God, that's why I'm playing, doing what I'm doing now. That's it.
All right. Now, do you have any advice you want to give to those who want to get into the music industry? Any advice on that? Or if you just want to pass a message along, any advice for any person who's going through a struggle in life? Whatever you choose, any advice you want to give?
Yes, my advice, if you believe in what you believe in, stick to it. Don't let nobody change you. And just stay prayed up. And never look back once you get it going. Just always look ahead. And doors will open. Oh, you got the faith. That's it.
All right. Thank you for that, Lee Jones. I'm going to play the last song that you sent me. It's called Can't Stop Thinking About You, Girl Jazz.
Is there a meaning
for that song track there?
Yeah, that's a meaning for my lady.
Okay, I feel you.
I can't stop thinking about it. Yeah.
Right, I feel you. Well, Lee Johnson. All right, well,
she's sitting here now blushing.
Aw. I want to say thank you, Mr. Jones, for participating to come on my show. The show has been recorded. You're more than welcome to come back on the show with your new music project. And the show will go on for any listeners that don't know of you. They will be able to listen to this recording. And you have a blessed evening, and I thank you. And I'll get back with you later. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio with Lady Diva. I am closing the show with the last song by Mr. Lee Jones, Can't Stop Thinking About You, Girl Jazz. And this is Brenda Moss signing out. Thank you, everyone.